Well, it's a series that's ongoing on a monthly basis. It's important because it's all about the little ones in your life. And you know you parents want to give your kids a strong start in life. At each stage of a child's development comes with new opportunities for exploration and learning about the world around them. Let's talk about how my next guests are involved. A pleasure to introduce you, Maggie Lancaster, CEO of Grand Rapids Children's Museum. Good morning to you, Maggie.
Good morning.
Yay. Tamara Richardson, parent liaison with the Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. Yay to you tomorrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. All right. Our goal today is to talk on our By Leaps and Bounds, More Than Just Fun, the benefits of play, about how you are both involved. So first of all, tomorrow, remind me about the good work that Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County does, and answer the question, what is play?
Play is the success basic that deals with exploring play through movement, whether that's physical play, whether it's through games, imagination, role playing, or drawing. And one of the ways that we have incorporated the success basics in my life with my children is a little bit different because my children are a little bit older. They are 6, 1 turns 9 today, happy birthday Vicky, and they are 10 and 12. And although my children are older than the 0 to 5 age bracket, which is the focus of the basics, I like to point out that play transcends any age. My children still role play. They do puppet shows, music shows. We visit the park, and they're sometimes turned into ninja warriors where they do imagination play. And then we also play games like Trouble and Monopoly that also incorporate the count basic because they're counting money, they're counting spaces. So play just never ends. And the beauty, and I think, in the play basic videos is that it reinforces what parents are already doing. But it gives them additional tips and tricks, and it also just reinforces how amazing parents are and that they're their children's first teachers.
Sounds like you're a fan of play, too.
I am.
As an adult, you bet. Maggie, remind us of the good work that the museum does, and you're partnering with parents, specifically the Great Start Collaborative and the Success Basics. Take it away.
Clearly, I don't have to teach tomorrow much, but there are parents out there, and I will put myself as one of them, and saying, I wish I could do it all over again, because man, when those kids were tumbling around in my house, I had the tendency to say, stop doing that. Oh, you're going to get hurt. You're going to do this. What I realize now through the work at the Grand Rapids Children's Museum is that's how they learn. That's that social, emotional, physical learning that's key to the development of all of our children. And man, if I had to say to parents, young parents right now, just allow that. I beg them.
And a trip to the museum would allow us to play, right?
Yes. We pride ourselves on that open-ended freedom of play. You will never go into the children's museum with a sign and see a sign that says, here's how to play. It's up to them. And they have the ability to create their own adventures with everything that we have. The bubbles, Imagination Playground. Yes. Right now we have dinos. It's just an opportunity for them to lead the way.
Nice. Tamara, let's expand, spend some time here with the Success Basics. As again, you a parent liaison, Great Start Parent Coalition. Tell us more about what this coalition is learning about the importance of Success Basics, of the Success Basics.
It is so important that we incorporate the Success Basics in a number of our events. Mm-hmm. In June, we did a co-branded event with Great Start to Quality and their star-rated providers. We had stations set up throughout the Grand Rapids Children's Museum that related to all of the success basics. So they were able to learn about each success basics, including play, and the whole museum was play. We had QR codes where parents were actually able to scan the codes that took them directly to the success basic videos. We had stress balls that parents were able to make to help them with minimize stress for the love success basic. And we also had raffle prizes. Another thing that we do is we have a set of cornhole boards that have the success basics all over them. So when we have those at events, parents are able to look at them and the success basics are right there with them. In addition, we've also been at community events and we share success basics information with parents. We've been at story time in the park, and we also incorporate success basics in some of our monthly meetings that we have. And lastly, we have an amazing dad event coming up that's going to be focused on play, and we're just going to give tips and tricks to dads of how they can incorporate play with their children.
Let's look at some specifics, maybe some action items. I want to start with you, Maggie. You, a professional in the field of play. That's kind of cool. You know, that's who you are. You're a professional in the field of play.
Best job in the whole world.
What is secondary to, you know, speaking into a microphone, right? Sort of. What inside advice would you give to parents when it comes to the importance, the strategies, the challenges, and more?
Man, you have to have a license for everything in this country except to be a parent. And what you realize is there are so many options out there that I didn't know about years and years ago that you should really look into. The Great Start Collaborative Success Basics is a key possibility for all of our parents to go to on their website and take a look at things that you can do to help your children. If you go to the play link, there's a video on it. Those videos show very simplistic things to do that does not cost 1 cent. Go for a walk. Everyone can go for a walk, whether it's in their home or outside, and just explore what are you seeing? And the children can lead that. Sticks, pots, pans, Tupperware, things you just have in your drawer as very, very easy items to provide that open-ended opportunity to play. You don't have to go to the Children's Museum. You know I want you to go to the Children's Museum, but you don't have to have all of the possibilities to learn through play.
Thank you for that again. Maggie Lancaster, Chief Executive Officer, Grand Rapids Children's Museum. Tamara Richardson, again, Parent Liaison, Great Start Parent Coalition. What do we, of our Kent County, what do we expect in the year two of Success Basics?
Year two for the Success Basics is going to be so exciting. We are rolling out a new parent empowerment model, the Kent County Way. This Kent County Way will have a clear focus on language and literacy with the Success Basics. We'll also be offering digital literacy activities that will come right to the parents' phones. Most everyone has a cell phone nowadays, smartphone, and these tips will help parents with their children. And we will also facilitate stronger linkages and connections and encourage parents to visit their local libraries, their local museums. There's a wealth of resources, a wealth of knowledge at the local libraries, and also going to the Children's Museum to just play and learn more about play. Our goal, we are targeting 20,000 children of the 44,500 in Kent County to reach this message.
And of course, as we're in the throes of back to school, it's important to be reminded that school is soon to be back in session, but keep playing, right?
Yes.
Yes. How do we find out more information about your good group?
You can go to successstartsearly.org, or there's also a Success Basics Facebook group. It's called Kent County Success Basics. And of course, you can always visit our Facebook page, Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. We have Success Basics Saturday, where every Saturday we post information on the Success Basics.
Maggie, what are your final words?
If you go to our website, www.grcm.org, it also gives you an opportunity to get into the museum, see all the discounts that we have. It can be $1.75 at any time for anybody who qualifies for Museums for All. We have educator discounts. We have military discounts. We want to try to make it as affordable as possible. But remember, you don't have to come to the museum to play. It's all around you.
Nice. So we're playing right now, aren't we?
We are.
By leaps and bounds, more than just fun, the benefits of play this edition. Thanks to you, Tamara Richardson and Maggie Lancaster. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Shelley.